Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special returning guest, the co-host of the new podcast, History of Heat on HeadGum. It's Isaiah Lester.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hello. Very special. That is like the third nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, so I appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
That you co-host a podcast?
Yeah. No, that I was an extra special guest.
Oh, okay.
But co-hosting a podcast is like five.
Oh, okay.
So it's five on this list. Two is I love you, and number one is, yeah, you're my son. Those are the nicest things.
That's so sweet.
Aw.
Love that.
I accept you as my child.
Thank you.
How are you? It's been a little while since we chatted. I think the last time we did an episode with you, it was like immediately after the Capitol insurrection.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's so funny because like I'll forget and like, oh yeah, that was the insurrection. It's like, how do I forget anything that happened that week? Yeah.
And it's like less than a year ago. it was nine months ago, or ten months ago.
January, right?
Yeah.
January 6th. Yeah. My DC trip was ruined. I'll never forget it.
You were going to see the sights?
Yeah, I was going. Yeah, the train was full, and I was like, "What's going on here? There's a lot of cargo shorts on this train. What is happening?"
A lot of wraparound sunglasses.
A lot of wraparound sunglasses, belts with holsters that you know something's going in there. You just don't know what. Is it a knife?
Silly string.
Yeah, it's an air horn and silly string. Yeah, I think so. But how am I? I'm way better since then. Like, I feel a little safer since then. Has it been bad? I'm good. I'm excited to be back here and, you know, talk some hoops.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're excited to have you back.
And you've got a new podcast. Tell us about the podcast.
Yeah, it's called History of Heat. It's a StockX podcast that is on HeadGum, where my brother Yasser and I talk about different things that we waste our money on and the emotional reasons why we spend our money on it, with laughs.
I was going to say, that sounds like very deep. Like, if I look too closely at the emotional reasons why I'm spending my money on the things I'm spending it on, it can be sad.
Filling the hole.
I tell you what, as a person who's looked in that mirror many times, it's a tough reflection. Mm. It's a tough one. But no, we have a lot of fun. We just talk about, you know, the values of things now and like what we liked in the past and how you can buy it on StockX, because that's what they pay us to do. So but no, it's great. We have great guests.
So what is StockX?
What is StockX?
Yeah.
Oh,
am I stupid? Do you know what that is?
No.
I mean, I do now, but I didn't before your podcast.
Okay.
Okay. So I know you're not stupid. You're actually, you know, you're fiscally smart. StockX is more or less a company that tracks the value of items, and you can buy or sell certain things on there, like sneakers that sell out immediately, streetwear, like your Supreme t-shirt that sells out right away. People post it on StockX to resell it for X amount of dollars, and you can also track the value of those items on StockX. So
that's what, like, the people that are like standing on Fairfax Avenue, that's where they go with their stuff after they stand in those lines for hours.
Yes, that's where they go. They go straight to StockX, they post it, they charge you a bunch of money. You can negotiate, but you know, you'd be surprised at how good these 13-year-olds are at negotiating. They're like extremely good at it. So it's pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it. They go on Fairfax, like, upcoming soon, Supreme is doing a collaboration with Tiffany's. Mm. And that, like, there's going to be, like, jewelry pieces, and there's going to be a t-shirt, and those will be astronomical. Like, they'll be charged up a bunch. But if you want it enough, and you're willing to pay for it, StockX is a place. They authenticate them. They make sure it's all real.
Wow.
Then they send it out to you. It's caught me many times. It's a company that owns me in more ways than one.
That's nice. Yeah. If you don't want to be standing in those lines, you got to pay up.
Yeah.
Get out there. Yeah. Find a teenager that did it already and pay them.
And it's perfect for me because one of my biggest pet peeves is having to stand in the line, line. So I will pay somebody to stand in line for me. And that's essentially, like you said, what you're doing. Or somebody with faster internet, or if you want to sleep in, you know, you don't want to get up at 7 and try to get, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to get a pair of shoes that were, it was a collaboration between Nike and this company Pada that's in the Netherlands. And I got up in the middle of the night trying to get these shoes and I did not get them. So I was just up feeling sad, you know? Yeah.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, no one's gonna think I'm cool anymore. Yeah, I actually the orange pair I have, the blue pair. There's a blue pair called Noise Aqua that I missed out on that I'm very sad about.
Those are very pretty.
Okay,
yeah, they're pretty nice. Yeah,
fancy.
But yeah, I woke up on Dutch time, and again, as they have many times in my life, the Dutch screwed me. So.
It's a lifelong feud.
Oh. Yeah, me and the Dutch.
They have a rough history, so yeah, they do. You don't want to tango with them.
It's not all windmills over there. Like, no. It's not all clogs. Like, they were getting into some bad stuff back in the day.
Yeah, for real. I have a friend who shall be named, but he
shall not be named.
Or shall not be named. I shall not name.
I was waiting for the name. I was like, who is it? Is it Billy Crystal? Who is it?
And that man was Billy Crystal. No, he shall not be named, but you know, he's a computer scientist and he no longer uses his computer science degree except to make bots to get him stuff online.
Oh man, I wish I had that skill. Like, that's why you need a guy like that.
Yes,
like,
you need a like guy. That.
Yeah, you just got to have a person that's just like, don't worry about it. I'll get you these. You can sleep in.
Yeah.
You know,
I've made a bot to purchase them for you at the time, the exact time it goes on sale or whatever.
All you have to do is go to 4 years of college to learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah. Get a Fulbright scholarship to, you know, MIT.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's step one. Yeah. And then you got to get into a frat. How are you going to make friends? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a political game I don't want to play.
Right. And are they going to tease you because you're like older than college, normal college age?
Also, just the politics of academia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, I refuse to play that game. That's why, that's why I dropped out of college. I was like, this is too, like, I can't do this. You know, this is just, this is really ugly. And that's why I'm leaving here.
Exactly.
It's not the workload. It's not the workload. It's that.
The principle.
The principle. Yes.
Or you get a 13-year-old that makes a bot. They either stand in line for you or they make a bot.
I tell you what, a familiar scene is at those things are like, there's a lot of dads, like you can tell, did something to fuck up their family. And so they're taking their kids to Supreme and hoping this shirt makes up for it. Like,
divorced dads.
Divorced dads, about the brink of divorced dads. a lot of characters like that. And I'm like, ooh, man, what did you do? Why are you in this line?
Trying to buy the love of their teens.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I wish my dad would have done that. My dad never took me to Supreme.
He didn't. Your dad's like, love me or don't. I'm not going to buy it.
My dad's like, I don't give a fuck. Don't ask me to do that shit.
He's one of those hard to get dads. He plays hard to get with you.
Accurate. There's a whole generation of dads like that. Yeah. There's a whole generation of dads that. Yeah, really make you earn their love, you know?
Yeah, it's not the other way around. He's not like, oh, right. My kid likes me.
He's like, no, she still hasn't proven it. She still has to earn it.
Speaking of merch and getting it, How's Model Boys doing? Are you guys gonna release anything else soon?
Yeah, we're actually doing another collaboration with Hood Hat. Nice. We're doing we don't know the exact number yet, but there's going to be a lot more available this time. Multiple different color schemes, different kinds of fabric. There's a cashmere satin hat that we're releasing that I'm very excited about. So early next year, there will be more Hood Hat Model Boys. And if you missed the last drop, we're restocking the original hats as well, so people can get them. Because we got a lot of complaints after they sold out, but it's like, that's why you got to get the bot.
Yeah.
That's why you got to know a guy, and that's why you get the bot.
Yeah, or get that 4-year degree.
Yeah, we got to get Anastasia's friend like looped in and connected to everyone.
Yeah, they'll get us some Model Boys hats.
Get some Model Boys hats, yeah. But yeah, we're excited.
Some like
we're
Funko doing... Pops or, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
Whatever else we can, you know, use it for.
Yeah.
Whatever thing Beyonce collabs with next.
Yeah.
You know, those are going to go quickly.
Whoever's got the next McDonald's Happy Meal, like
who would you? May I ask a question? Who would you like to see? Who would you like to see have the next McDonald's meal, and what would you think their meal would be?
Ooh, this is such a good question. My immediate gut was like Model Boys. but other than that, God, it would be fun to do like someone, you know, kind of wacky, like a Kyle Mooney, you know, McDonald's.
Kyle Mooney. Yeah.
I mean,
that's interesting.
He would make it weird.
He'd make it weird, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like there would be little fake eyeballs on the burger, and like, you know. It would be a puppet too or something weird. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It'd beg you not to eat it.
I could see Nathan Fielder doing something like that.
Yeah.
Something like a real prank.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is great. Fielder. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just like you get like a cheeseburger, but there's no meat inside.
Oh man, that would be hilarious. I love Nathan Fielder. He's so good.
Yeah, me too. But I guess music wise, I don't know. I, for some reason, Lady Gaga popped in my head. I feel like, but she's kind of too big for that. I feel like the artists that do it are like much smaller than her.
Well, I was thinking also like who's like really, because I mean BTS had one and they're massive.
That's,
I mean, Billie Eilish maybe would do one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like Billie Eilish's alley, like in her wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, a Lady Gaga, or like, I was also thinking like I don't know what the meal would be, but like an Adele McDonald's meal would be hilarious as well.
That would be really real fun. Yeah.
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 It's just a hot tea, you know, and a fish filet.
Oi, bruv. And they have to say at the drive-thru
like
window.
The fish and chips. Yeah. Fish, it'd be fish filet, some french fries,
that's
and
perfect.
A hot tea.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And beans on toast.
And beans on toast. Yes.
It's all in the same wrapper, though. The beans on toast and the fish. Yeah. It's all mixed up.
Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah. And then, and maybe it would be fun if Adele and Rich Paul did one together, too.
Aw, that'd be cute.
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's
Rich Paul. I mean, as long as he doesn't negotiate the contract, because I know what he did. I know what he did with Dennis Schroeder's contract. So
he's gonna get sued.
Yeah,
by McDonald's.
He's like, he would be like, no, McDonald's will be pleased. They're like, oh, you're gonna do it. You want it? We had $70 million, and you only gonna do it for $7. We'll take it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of like who do kids like. I mean, what's big on TikTok?
I mean, my niece... Yeah, Gabe, yes, please.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say my niece, because I just visited her. My niece. she loves JoJo.
JoJo. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
She's so big right now, and She's got adult fans too and kid fans.
Yeah. That's she's doing Dancing with the Stars right now, right?
Yeah.
And she's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But she was on a dance show. Was she not?
It feels like not fair.
It feels it's not fair at all.
Right. Yeah.
That's like saying Jennifer Lopez is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. It's like she's a dancer.
Yeah. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
I agree.
My niece loves Tyler the Creator.
But he's, I mean, I feel like.
I don't think
McDonald's would go for that.
No, and I don't think he would either.
Yeah.
It'd be like a goat burger.
A goat burger?
Because he's Felicia the goat.
Oh, right, right,
Felicia
right.
the goat, yeah. A little bit of Greek yogurt on that. That sounds good.
Ooh, that McDonald's, actually is probably not bad.
I feel like this is what I should be doing. Like, this is the most fun I have doing something is creating meals for celebrities that are never going to do them.
But also, like, Travis Scott's meal was just, like, chicken nuggets and, like, a sandwich and fries, like, and Sprite. And, like, it was like, that's not anything. That's just what already exists.
At least the BTS one had, like, a special sauce just for that meal, right?
They had two sauces that they had. But, I mean, I guess the logistics of, like, launching a new item, you know, worldwide is just, like, doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, do something.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Maybe put a little cherry syrup in that Sprite. Get crazy.
Yeah. Just a little.
Oh, cherry syrup. There's a nod to Houston as well with the scissor. I like it.
Yeah. I would drink that.
You know, it's so funny you brought this up because the last time we talked to Yasser, he said what his meal would be.
He did?
Yeah, because he worked at McDonald's, right?
Oh, that's right.
He did work at McDonald's.
Yeah, and he was like, I could do a barbecue sandwich that would be really good. Mm. But just use what McDonald's already has and combine it in like a new way. Right?
I like that. Yeah. They don't need to reinvent the wheel, but like do something a little wild.
Yeah.
Put a burger on one of those McGriddles.
Why not?
That fucking sounds great.
Why not? All day item starting at 6 a.m. ending never. Yeah. I like that.
Put a fish fillet in there.
Oh, well.
Put a double cheeseburger on top of a milkshake. I'm just saying stuff now, you know? I'm just saying
It's like a Bloody Mary, how they came with like more and more shit on them. Yeah. And then there's like a mini cheeseburger. Yeah. You're like, all right.
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, you're just like. But on the other hand, I'm like, that looks kind of good. I might do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do it. Cheeseburger. Yeah.
I think the Adele one was the best one we came up with.
Yeah, I think you're right about Adele.
Yeah.
I think that could be really fun. And then the new thing is hot tea, because I don't think they serve that right now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they have iced tea. So they probably could make it hot.
Just throw it on the griddle. Iced tea.
Throw it on the griddle, you know?
Yeah.
Throw that tea on the griddle.
I love it. So are there any shoes that have come out since January in 2021 that you liked other than, you know, what we've already talked about?
Oh yeah. There's Supreme did a dunk, a Nike dunk low that I really love. They did four colors of them. They did a blue, a black, a brown, and like this kind of slime green. Those were phenomenal. I got a pair of Yeezys that I always wanted because they restocked. And when they come out again, even on the secondary market, they become way cheaper because there's just more on the secondary market. I got those, the Yeezy 350 Synths. They're like a pink, sparkly pair of Yeezys that I'm a big fan of. Trying to think what else I get this year. I got a pair of Union Jordan 4s. Which is Union's a skate shop in Los Angeles. They made their Jordan 4, and it's like bigger than a normal Jordan 4. And they also did this thing. They made the tongue foam, and they folded the tongue over itself.
Ooh.
And then stitched it up. So like you could wear it with the tongue stitched or unstitched. I prefer stitched. It's just a cleaner look for me, but I've seen it both ways. Both fantastic.
Wow.
Nice.
So a lot of stuff has come out. I'm truly running out of space. I've gotten a lot of good shoes this year. Good year for sneakers, for sure.
And have you like you know, after getting vaccinated, did you just like take them out on the town? Like, cause it was like more than a year of not being able. Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's almost stopped me buying stuff off StockX, because it's like, I have all this stuff from last year that I didn't get to wear.
Yeah.
So now I'm wearing it this year, and it kind of has a little bit more cred, because now it, you know, the way timelines work these days, like now that is vintage. If it came out in December of 2020, by now it is a vintage piece of clothing.
Anastasia just bought some that you sprayed down.
I did. I bought some New Balance Staud sneakers that I'm like so illiterate when it comes to sneakers, but they've got like primary colors. Those bad boys.
Those are great.
And I have to say, it is our listeners that made me buy
bullied her into it.
I bought them. Yeah. So our Discord for our Patreon, one of our listeners, Jenna, she was talking about how cute these shoes are. And I was like, ooh, I want to buy them, but you know, they're expensive. And this is what I always do, because I don't let myself have nice things. And they were just like, fucking do it, dude. Like, they made me buy them. And I'm so glad they did, because I love them. And I actually was in the grocery store, and like a cute dude came up to me and was like, hey, I like your shoes.
What?
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And then he like walked back to his girlfriend, and they they hugged each other away.
It was almost a love connection. Almost. Next time.
Like, he literally just liked the shoes.
No, I like that though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So again, our listeners bullied me, because one of our listeners, Tanner, was like, wait, you wore those out without spraying them down? And I'm like, what are you talking about, child? And he was like,
we call them our children.
He was like, you have to put a protective spray on them. And I was like, oh, please tell me where to buy it, and I'll just buy it. And so he sent me to Crepe. I bought a little eraser, and I already had a scuff that I buffed out, and it looks great. And then I sprayed it down, and now they're protected.
I've never used a spray.
Really? So
this is all news to me. I do have like cleaner. Like, I have like a brush and some solution. There's like a foam I use. And when I clean my shoes, it's like one of those chores that's very peaceful for me. I'm like, I'm going to clean my shoes today. And I lay them all out, and I clean them. And I'm like,
I love that.
I remember when I bought this, but how do the sprays work? I've never used one.
So essentially, this spray is, I mean, I think it's for a lot of different materials, because it was like suede, canvas, and leather. And what I did was, they have to be clean before you spray it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I sprayed it from a distance and, you know, waited 10 minutes. And then sprayed it again, waited another 10 minutes, and then it was completely dry by that point. And then I wore out on
it's
the
like,
town.
It's like scotch guarding a couch.
Yeah, it's like scotch guarding a couch, essentially. And I just, they're probably like, it's just, if it gets dirty, it's easier to clean off.
Yeah. Wipe it
off.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into this. I'll have to look into this. I've seen them before. I've never purchased them. But it's interesting to hear that they really work. So I'm glad to know that.
It also said it's like helps with moisture. So if like it's raining or whatever, it like rolls off. I've not tested this, and I would be scared to test it, but apparently the water's supposed to just bead right off of it. So
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough gamble, because the shoes are light.
Yeah.
So like, do you want to risk it?
Yeah.
Experiment. I wouldn't do it either.
But I'm glad our listeners are bullying me into having better style.
No, those shoes are great. I mean, New Balance is one of those brands that over the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years have really just taken off. They do great collabs. I was actually just wearing a New Balance collab yesterday. That was really great. But they make good shoes. They just make good shoes. They used to be the corny white guy shoes. Not anymore. Now they're kind of just cool. Yeah.
I have a crush on a shoe designer, so I follow him. Salehi Bembry. And he just did New Balance the yurt with the little whistle at the back.
The whistle. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
I would buy them, but
I tried to buy them. And I could not get them. The people love them.
Oh,
I wanted to
whistle
out of the back of my shoe.
Yeah, like, right?
Why else would I wear shoes if I can't whistle out of the back of them? You know?
Oh, wait. Gabe just brought up that he also did a Croc collab. Oh.
Yes.
And these are really interesting because I think they have angered people. And he does this cool thing where he, again, I have a crush on this man. This is the only reason why I know this.
Just putting it out there.
But he does a cool
thing. It's manifesting.
Yeah. I'm manifesting this.
I am like, so he would, we would not have nothing in common because I am like so not fashionable. And like,
you've got New Balance sneakers.
Okay.
You've got one thing to talk about.
But he does a cool thing with his thumbprint. So those Crocs are his thumbprint. Like, and they're, yeah. So it's like this like 3D version of his thumbprint. And he's done that design before, like on t-shirts and stuff. And I just think it's cool. Like he's got these like really interesting concepts behind his designs.
Yeah, I think, everything he does is, first of all, it's all different. Mm-hmm. And it's a little out there. I've seen these Crocs before. I did not know that it was his thumbprint, but they're great. Like, I'm not a huge Crocs wearer. I don't own any. And like, sometimes I see people out in them and I'm like, you look kind of silly.
Yeah.
But those are great. Like, I've seen those and I was like, I kind of want those. Those are heat. I like those a lot.
Yeah, I'm an indoor only Crocs wearer. I bought them during the pandemic.
Shame.
Well, it's just because I needed a shoe that was gonna support my high arches during a time when I wasn't leaving my house.
Right,
you know,
that makes sense. All right, we have a question for you that we forgot to ask last time, and we do ask most of our guests this, which is who out of the current league would you kiss given the opportunity?
Who would I kiss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why?
Who would I kiss and why?
What did Yasser say? Do you remember?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you now what Yasser said, or do you want me to tell you afterwards?
Let's wait until after. I'm okay. Just going
I kind of am curious if you have the same answer, actually.
I think... I mean, that's the, like, there was two players that came into my mind immediately. Mm-hmm, I'm trying to decide. I think I would kiss, but I would kiss them for different reasons.
Mm.
I think my answer is Carmelo Anthony.
Ooh,
great answer.
Just because, like, he seems like he has a face you can really grab and kiss. You know, he's got that round face. So I feel like that would be, I don't know, it just seems like it would be, he would be the most fun to kiss.
Yeah.
In the league.
He's a beautiful man. He seems like he would be sweet to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I think he would break my heart. Like, I feel like he's got a pretty bad track record. He'd break my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, eventually. But I think the, like, you would have, like, a short, like,
fun
time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of it, he'd be like, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Yeah, he's like newly divorced, right?
Yeah.
Also, so he's probably just going wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we used to talk all the time and he'd be like, that was before training camp. You know? Like it would be like that argument. I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have him leave the headband on.
Yeah. Sometimes he wears those little sunglasses that would take them off. And I would just lay one on him. I'd lay one on Carmelo Anthony.
That's a great answer.
I think we've had people say that a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's a very handsome man.
He's so handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the other person? I'm curious.
My other person was Kevin Durant, simply because he seems like a man who needs a hug and a kiss.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
So sweet.
He just seems so mad all the time, you know? Like, somebody needs to know that they won't judge him. They just want to give him a hug and a kiss, you know?
Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?
There he is, mad.
Yeah, he just needs a kiss.
That's a little known fact that press conference happened right after someone tried to kiss him.
Why do I got to kiss you?
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does. He is one of those guys where he hasn't been in a relationship in a long time. Like, I think some
that we know of.
Yeah, like that we know of, I guess. Good point. But he does kind of need more love in his life.
He seems like a lonely guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way to break down those walls.
The way he tweets back at random people, it's like, there's got to be a governor there. Like, there's got to be somebody who's like, come on, Kevin, put down the phone and let's eat dinner or something.
Yeah.
He's just not that person.
Just to be like, honey, just wait 20 minutes and then respond. See if you want to respond after 20. And then he'd be like, you're right.
Yeah.
Or like, you've been traveling all over the Southwest. Like, spend some time with me for once.
Right. We were going to go watch Ghost on CBS. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. It's Ghost time.
Yeah, you're right. He does need. He needs something. Some kisses. He needs some love.
So Yasser said first Brandon Ingram.
Oh, interesting.
Because he said he seems sweet, which I agree.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, because I was actually going to bring up when you said Carmelo Anthony and I was saying like he seems like he'd be sweet to you. I was thinking like as opposed to guys like Brandon Ingram, who I think would just be like pumping and dumping. that's my impression.
Really? And then his backup plan was Lonzo because they'd just be having like a laugh.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, Lonzo is doing great right now, but oh. Is that Brandon sad that Lonzo left?
Oh, the big old tear.
Man.
I mean, I don't know if Brandon is that kind of guy. I just, you know, it feels that way.
He's mysterious. We don't know a ton about him.
He's a quiet guy, which is makes me uneasy, you know?
It seems like, you know, I'd be asking him like why he's never texting me back, you know? Like what's he doing?
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, that was before training camp. Training camp just started. It's like it can't be training camp all year. There's times when you're not in training camp.
Like I saw you posting on Twitter. You have time to text me back.
Yeah, I saw you liking girls' butts on Instagram.
Yeah.
You got time for that.
good point.
All right, should we get into
let's talk about the news a little bit. Or actually, before we get into the news, I just want to ask, how are you feeling about the Lakers season so far? It's been a rough road a little bit, but
it's been a roller coaster. I think the thing that scares me the most about the season, I'm a diehard Lakers fan. I'm also very much a Lakers pessimist. Like, when the season starts, I'm like, this isn't going to work. Though I love, like, I was one of the few fans that actually loved the Westbrook trade when it happened. I was like, I think this is kind of what we need is, like, a playmaker that can take the ball out of LeBron's hands and that kind of stuff. The thing that scares me the most about them, and it's not, like, them gelling. I think they'll figure out how to play together. It's the fact that they blow these big leads. I'm like, are they literally just too old? Are they actually getting tired?
Right.
At the end of these games and blowing these leads, because that's not really good for the playoffs where you're playing a bunch of games after you've already played a bunch of games. So
yeah, it's like a very long season.
I'm kind of still, the jury is still out for me. I think that they'll have some moments where they look really great. I just hope they really figure out like a good rotation or like somebody on the bench steps up big time so we can get some of these old folks rested before the playoffs start.
It's also early in the season.
Very and early.
There's a lot of newness with the team. So maybe they need time to gel and to figure out who those bench, you know, support players are, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But other than that, I think it's all there. Anthony Davis falling on the court and being hurt every single time he touches. I think the crazy thing about Anthony Davis is that he plays basketball as if it's not, like, he assumes it's not a contact sport. So he just assumes no one's going to touch him or no one else is going to go for the rebound or for a steal. And then when somebody touches him, his body freaks out and something just something just changes. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I definitely think we'll be in it at the end. I think they'll be like one of, you know, four teams in the West that can go to the finals. And but we'll just have to wait and see, you know.
Yeah. Are you like in Austin Reeves?
Oh, Austin Reeves. Yeah.
Love I feel Austin like Reeves. He's a guy that'll come in clutch as the season goes on, you know.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, I feel like a new Caruso, not quite the dunker Caruso was, but like the spark off the bench. Like, he definitely has that energy. He's super competitive. I love his game.
Yeah. He kind of looks to me, he kind of reminds me of Jesse Eisenberg.
That's amazing.
So, but it's, you know, he can shoot some threes. It's great.
He could probably make you a bot too.
Yeah, he'll make you a bot and get you some shoes.
He's for sure botting. Yeah, he's for sure botting.
All right. So much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all, which is why we briefly wrap it up in a segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Comedians Basketball. In Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, God. Oh, Gabe. Mr. Antetokounmpo goes to Washington. The NBA launches investigation into Phoenix Suns and Mercury owner Robert Sarver following ESPN report alleging a history of racism and misogyny. The Trailblazers launch investigation into GM Neil O'Shea over accusations of bullying and intimidation. Steph Curry becomes the oldest player in history to record 50 points and 10 assists in a game. Chris Paul jumps to third place on the all-time career assists list, surpassing fellow son Steve Nash. Nikola Jokic and Markieff Morris are ejected, may face suspension after on-court shoving match.
All right, we got to see this.
This whole saga is amazing.
Adebayo, no, Jokic was there. Nuggets have 5-on-4. And Jokic, oh!
Ouchie!
Oh, man!
Ow! So you see, Markieff does a hard foul.
Yeah.
And then Jokic pushes him back. Take a look at this. And you can see that Tyler Hero says, what did you do that for?
Yo, he saw his teammate fall, and then he saw who shoved him and was like, oh, I shouldn't bum rush to this guy. This guy's a giant.
Oh, like, my God. That is so crazy. I mean, okay, the Morris brothers, we all know, they like to play dirty. They like to throw elbows.
Mean fellas, right?
I don't like watching them play because I want them to all be nice to each other and hug. But I did not expect that from Jokic at all.
No, he's normally doesn't play like that. Normally is like a let it roll off my back kind of guy.
Yeah, he seems so like stoic and like emotionless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that obviously really pissed him off.
Right.
And that looked like so painful. Like, I bet Markieff is still like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, I mean, Markeef's not a small man, but Jokic is a very big dude.
Big statue of a man.
I would never want him to shove me.
Yeah.
No, and like the power he moves so slowly that I'm surprised at how much power he generated from that shove. And like you said, Morris is a big guy. Like, he's usually like the bully on the court. And to watch him just get tossed like that, and then Tyler Hero being afraid to defend his friend and teammate, pretty great.
And Markieff is like in a clump on the floor. Like, he was fine and is fine now, but like it's a lot to see him just like clumped up on the floor like that.
Oh man, he hits the floor so hard. Like,
I think Tyler Hero, he didn't see.
He sees it. He's watching the foul happen.
Oh, you're right.
Banging, Jokic.
Jokic first. I'm your next explanation.
I need you to explain.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like he's saying, like, let's use our words, bro.
Let's see the photo. This photo of the Heat waiting in the hall for the Nuggets after the game. It's very funny. You can see Jimmy Butler's little face, like, trying to, and fucking Kyle Lowry.
Yeah,
I saw this on Twitter, and somebody had responded and said, "What's Kyle Lowry gonna do? Twerk?"
I also saw a response to this that was like, "Why is Tony Soprano meeting with the Heat?"
I got it. Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like they're trying to get it in a club. They're trying to get in the club that Jadakiss is in, and they can't get in. It's like that is Jadakiss. I told you, he's in there.
Yeah, my friend's in VIP.
Yeah.
Okay. What were they gonna do?
Yeah. What are they gonna fight them?
They're gonna have a West Side Story brawl.
Yeah.
Nothing was gonna happen. Yeah. They knew that guy was gonna be there. Yeah.
The best thing that came out of this is the bro feud. Markieff's brother Marcus Morris said, waited till bro turned his back. Shake my head. Noted. And then a cute little writing emoji.
he's writing in his book of who he's gonna fuck around with.
Yeah, that's his like kill list. And then the Jokic brothers Twitter account. What?
No profile picture. They've got an egg.
If you don't know the Jokic brothers, Nikola Jokic has two brothers who are his same size or bigger.
Huge.
And
tattoos.
They look like mobsters and may actually be mobsters. If you're listening, Jokic brothers,
we love
please
you.
Don't
respect
come after
you.
Us.
Yeah, for real. I'm just a guest, y'all. So take the heat. Bring that smoke to them.
And they responded to Marcus Morris saying, "You should leave this the way it is instead of publicly threatening our brother. Your brother made a dirty play first. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you." Signed, the Jokic brothers.
Oh my god.
And then Marcus Morris responded, said, "You got the right ones. Believe that."
Oh, I don't believe it. I know that. I believe they said back. This seems like it feels like this Twitter account is just unauthorized. Like, this isn't actually, it feels like Nikola Jokic was like, "No, don't do that." And they were like, "No, we're going to make a Twitter account." And he's like, "No, I prefer you did." And he's like, "We're going to do it."
Yeah, did it exist before this interaction?
No, it was created in November of 2021.
Oh my god.
And Jokic is not on social media. Like, there's a reason.
They
right?
only follow Jamal Murray.
Oh man.
What about is this the real? Was it verified that it's real?
Jr.? What did he do to you? There's other nuggets.
What about Fuck Campazzo. So then
they should have put a picture of themselves looking very scary.
It has not been confirmed that it's them, but I think people are assuming it is.
Yeah.
There was a tweet earlier that said it was they verified it was them.
Like, a reliable source said this is actually the Jokic brothers.
Yeah, I can't find that one
now. Well, it's okay. Markieff Morris has also been tweeting, and then he recently posted a tweet that was like, "Mama said to get off social media."
Oh no. Getting the mamas involved, the brothers, the whole family. Yeah,
the whole family.
You don't need
involved.
To make it a family affair.
Oh my god.
But this is exactly what I love about this league, huh? We have the action. We have the in-game action, and then it spills over to Twitter.
Yeah.
And I hope that account is real, because if it's not real, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I hope it's real. I think it'll come out pretty soon that it is.
I think social media-wise, it's by far the sloppiest sports league is the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, those players get messy online, and it's amazing.
Yeah, especially on Instagram Live. That's always where people are getting crazy. They think that no one can record it or something.
Yeah. The amount of times I have said, "Why would you post this?" is so many. I can't even count.
Don't go live when you're in a compromising situation or when you don't know what someone's going to yell out.
Again, they need someone to be like, "Honey, put the phone down. Wait. Cool off.
Chicken's in the oven."
We're going to have dinner. Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, 45. Come on, Buster. Come on.
And yeah, like even stuff where like Clay was posting about being disappointed he wasn't on the 75th anniversary team. It's like,
yeah,
you don't have to post that.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to your close friends about
talk
it.
To your therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to your team.
Talk to Rocco.
Yeah, talk to Rocco about it. Your dog.
Rocco the dog, yes. No, yeah, Clay is just, he's one of the worst ones, honestly. And like,
yeah.
There's it's a, not- like, people have seen him on the, like, I saw him dressed up like Larry Bird, and he did this Larry Bird thing, and I was like, what are you doing?
That was a terrible costume. We talked about it in the last episode. Like, put a little more effort in, or just don't post that.
Right. You didn't get a blonde, he doesn't have a blonde mustache. Like, there was nothing rocking with that.
It
was poor.
Our big complaint was the shorts weren't short enough.
Yeah, too long of shorts, no wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, low effort.
Yeah, the shorts were very long. They were, that was, like, more 90s length short than 80s length.
For sure, yeah. All right, let's look at Giannis at the White House giving a little speech.
This is awesome. On behalf of my teammates, the coach,
really clinking that ring on the podium.
It's an unbelievable opportunity to be able to be in the White House, meeting the President of the United States. I could not be as honored and happy that something like this have come, something like this in my life. And I want to thank our families. They're a big part of what we do.
The clink. Oh my God, he's the cutest person I've ever seen.
He was
so nervous giving his little speech.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, Giannis is the best. You can't. You're just a dick if you don't root for Giannis. He's a great. Yeah. He's just a great dude and player.
And then this tweet from him. He said, "I just went to the Harry Styles concert. It was 99% women and me. I'm a big fan. What a great performer." This tweet is tailor-made for me. I am the, you know, number one Harry Styles lover, and you know, Giannis is my boy. So like, that's a combo that, you know,
you can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, so good. I can only imagine how much taller he was than everyone else.
Yeah, I don't think he would really blend in.
Right.
Like, just basketball player sized man.
Like a sea with a bunch of like teens, like, very, and ladies.
Yes, young women. Probably max like 5'8".
But they're all singing together, which is pretty beautiful.
I would have loved to see some like footage of him there, like dancing. Oh my God. What a treat.
Women so cute.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He was very cute. He talked about working hard and getting out of, you know, where he grew up in Greece and stuff. And it's just like, oh, love it. Heartbreaking, but sweet.
All right. Each week we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the cutie comment of the week. This week's comment is from Tanner 6.0. He just recently updated to the next
model. He was Tanner 5.0.
Yes. And his updates include more mud, more jokey, more puzzles, riddles, and jigsaws, longer battery life, extra stinky.
And he updated his profile photo to Nikola Jokic as the Joker.
Yeah, I was like, is that the Joker? Yeah, okay, it's Nikola Jokic as the Joker. Because people with just Joker avatars, I'm like, we need to run from that. We need to run from those people.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about Tanner yet. He is stinky.
I did tell him he was a Joker type, so maybe that's a recall back to that, because he's a real, like,
he's embraced it.
We live in a society kind of guy.
He likes to cause mischief. He likes to
throw a stink bomb and run away, you know, but the classic.
He's featured heavily in this episode. He should be really excited, I feel like.
Yeah, shout out to Tanner. All right, if you want to be eligible for our Cutie Comment of the Week, you got to join our Cutie Nation Discord. Sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. $5 members also get access to ad-free episodes as well as 2 bonus episodes per month. Sign up, and you can sign up annually and get 1 month free.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Isaiah, thank you so much for being here. We loved having you. You're welcome to come back again whenever you'd like.
Yeah. I will when I develop my own McDonald's meal. Right now, Right now, it's just a cheeseburger with a lot of napkins so I can cry after I eat it.
I love that.
So I'll keep hammering that out. But thank you for having me. I always have fun. Great time, as always.
Amazing.
Love having you. Everyone should go listen to History of Heat. So fun. First episode is with Langston Kerman. Great guests. Yes. And you guys are just like always fun to listen to. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, again, it's I look in the mirror so others don't have to. That's my job. You know?
That's I think how it's I do great. I mean, it's great that you guys do the show together, too. It's like a fun bonding brother
and moment. You both are in New York right now, right?
Yes, we're both here. Yasser got here. I've been here, but Yasser got here a few months ago. So we've been seeing a lot of each other. It's been nice, considering I didn't get to see him for like almost a full year.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's been pretty dope.
Reunited. That's awesome. Love to hear it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again. And thanks to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
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 For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I'm on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingas for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.